There's been a lot of discussion around New South Wales and on my show this week about the power prices. I thought I'd go and have a word to our local member, Dave Lazell, to have a chat about it this morning, see what the government's doing. Dave, how are we doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Bear. And hopefully everyone else is doing well out there and staying warm.
Well, that's the trick this week, isn't it? We're being told to be very cautious with our power because the power companies, well, I think it's fair to say, are letting us down. Is that how the government feels as well?
I think people are now realising how much of our power still comes from coal-generated sources and from how important Bayswater and Liddell are to our energy system. When it comes to a time of year like this where we need to be warm and where we need heating and we start using a lot more electricity, suddenly we've found, my goodness, it's not available, and it's not available because we've got failures in our coal generators, in their units have been failing. These are old units anyway, but they're not going to invest a lot into these units because for years and years they've heard the federal government say we're going to shut you down, and so we've got this squeeze on at the moment that it's driving up prices.
Well, they do have a responsibility, though, and, the average person out there isn't necessarily in control of all these decisions, yet they're the ones who are suffering. That strikes me as pretty unfair.
Oh, absolutely, Bear, and that's why, the coal generators have been told now to put every bit of energy into the market to try to drive down those prices so that we don't have this ripple effect going on to households. Look, households are already doing it tough in many ways. We're seeing interest rates now starting to rise, and that's going to continue to be at least the end of the year, is the current thinking. The vegetables and the cost of food at the moment is going through the roof, and my own wife is complaining to me about those prices.
Yeah.
And then now we've got electricity prices, which are going to start driving higher. And they will affect every business, but they'll affect every household. So we're going to do as much as we can to drive down those electricity prices.
One thing you could certainly help out with, and we've had a number of calls this week on people that have gone and done the right thing. They've got their solar panels so that they could sell electricity back into the grid. But right at the moment, when electricity prices couldn't be higher, they're only being paid a pittance. So basically, the electricity companies are getting it on both sides at that rate.
Well, that's right. And maybe that's something we need to look at in terms of, when is the actual, power being generated. But at the moment, don't forget that the time when we've actually got a lot of power in the grid is during the middle of the day. We're getting this squeeze when the solar panels are coming off,
yeah.
Which is between about 4 to 8 o'clock at night. And that's when we've got this squeeze. And that is what's driving up these prices.
Should we have invested, like South Australia, in a big battery to be able to store some of this power?
Well, look, I don't believe that we've got the technology yet that can really service the East Coast power grid. And that is the biggest challenge. Yes, we can put on batteries on our future solar projects, on our future wind farm projects, so that we can try to balance out the amount of power we're producing. But batteries generally are pretty expensive. So it's not an economic way of actually building up our East Coast electricity market. And don't forget, South Australia have a lot of gas. So they rely a lot on their gas markets to boost up those energy supplies.
Certainly the energy market seems to be something perhaps for a wealth of ideas as opposed to focusing on one particular thing.
Well, I reckon, Bear, you hit it on the head there when you say that. Like, there is no single solution at the moment. We are heading in a renewable energy direction. Technology is changing rapidly at the moment, and all different forms of energy is being trialled around the world. There's heaps of ideas out there. I think the best thing we can do is try to stabilise our energy supply for the next 10 years. And make sure that we're in the best possible position. And I know New South Wales is travelling on this pathway. We will be in a position in 10 years which will be relying on renewable energy. We'll have a nice, safe system that is stable and make sure those prices are kept down.
I'm sure everybody agrees with you. Dave Lazell, thank you very much for your time. As always, really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bear. Appreciate it, mate.